Welcome back to the Clark Cochran Gymnasium here as the teams are out on the court here now. And anyway, we got things going here. The Craig Panthers are out warming up and the Haynes Glacier Bears are out warming up. Craig 23, Haynes 17 here. Well, it was kind of a slow start here. Neither team really could put things together for about the first 4 or 5 minutes, and then finally things started happening. A few fouls both directions here, and then Glacier Bears, they were able to open up a little bit. Then the Panthers came back, and then they built up a lead. Then the Glacier Bears came back and got it right back in there, tied the thing up here. Now the Craig Panthers have opened it up by 5, 23 to 17, or by 6. I mean, anyway, with a little bit of luck on our side here, make a few more free throws, make a couple baskets down low, I think the Glacier Bears are right in the middle of this game here. I have a hard time here kind of envisioning the Craig Panthers ended up as a number one seed out of this division.
Well, Wrangell and Metlakatla and Craig all ended up with the same record.
Yeah.
And it was based on the tiebreaker that Craig got the number one seed.
And they kind of beat up on each other all season long, and I think that's how it all came about anyway. Right now, we've had a chance to see all the teams play. Everybody was playing here this afternoon and this evening. And, you know, I don't know that Metlakatla boys, they're pretty tough, and the Metlakatla girls are pretty tough. But Wrangell played them tough all the way through, and Wrangell could have pulled that one out, but just didn't quite fall their direction. So, you know, I don't know any right now. I mean, it can go either direction here as far as who can do that. The one advantage, I guess, is in this 2A division, we get two teams that get to go to the state tournament. So the number one team that comes out of the winner's side of the bracket automatically gets to go. And the loser of that game, that championship game, drops back down here and they play for the number two seed. And so then that's where, you know, you got to lose a couple there to be able to get out of it. So anyway, Glacier Bears still not... you know, they're down 23-17, lots of time left.
They tied it up at 17, and Craig came and called a timeout. And as soon as they got a timeout, they scored. Glacier Bears turned it over on the next time Craig came down and scored. Glacier Bears turned it over again. Then they had a couple really good looks at the bucket really close with Klinger, and he just left them a little bit short. So I don't know if they were trying to press a little bit too much after that timeout, but they made that really good run there and had some really good play. So it's just getting a little more consistency from them here in the second half, and I think they're going to be fine.
Oh, yeah. Here, I'm going to run over a couple other stats here real quick here. I haven't had a chance much to say about this, but in the free throw contest here at Region 5, they all shoot 25 free throws. Every team can send a free throw shooter out there. And then we go, everybody gets a chance to shoot 25 free throws, and then they have a champion out of that thing. And for the Haynes Glacier Bears, Haley Swinton went out there, and she made 16 to end up for the Glacier Bears in that one. For the boys, Keegan Sunbird stepped out on the court, and he had a tough time. He only ended up with 14 from the free throw line. But in reality, the winner really wasn't very strong in that one. Blaine Volk winned it with 19 for the boys' side. On the girls' side, however, Kaylee Wallace from Petersburg stepped right up there, and she was one of the first shooters to get out on the floor, and she got 22 right off the bat, so a lot of pressure. One other gal ended up with 21, a gal from Ketchikan did, but Kaylee Wallace ended up winning it by getting those 22 free throws, so it made it a little tougher. And then, of course, I mentioned the three-point thing early on. Taylor and Wing shot, that is Paige Wing, for the Glacier Bear gals, and they got 8 three-pointers each. You get 25 balls, or 1 minute total, or 25 balls, whichever comes first. And on the boys' side, Jordan Badger and Dylan Swinton stepped up there, and Jordan ended up getting 10. Dylan struggled a bit. He only finished with 4 in that one, but got some experience out in front of the crowd. Part of the problem is they hadn't really been on this court because they didn't get to practice on it because we got here on Wednesday and there were already games going on. So that was their first opportunity to step out on this court. Well, scoring like this, Jordan Badger, he picked up 3 points, only getting that really one good look at the bucket, and he got that one to go, but he's had a couple of other shots, but that was the only one. Kyle Klinger getting 3 for 5 from the free throw line. He had to his 5 points in the ball game. Keegan Sundberg got himself into foul trouble early on. and then had to sit down for a long time. He does have three personal fouls. Matthew Green, 2 points, those coming from the free throw line. George Stern's got a bucket. And Dylan Swinton coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears. He picked up three from the free throw line, and then he also has 5 points in the ball game. Schreidecker has yet to score in the ball game. Lewis Owen picks up 7 points, and Trevor Dahlstrom has 8 points. Tucker Thane, 4 points. Keon Bird picked up 4 points. House been into the ball game. Burnham is in the ball game, two for the Panthers.
Yeah, rebound in the first half. Glacier Bears actually led in rebounding, 18-15. Seven of those for Kyle Klinger, and he was tying Dahlstrom with seven as well. Shooting, the Glacier Bears were horrible from the field. They're 4-for-22 for 18%, but they made up with it with one or two threes and then also a bunch of free throws. So they're scrapping and clawing to get those buckets any way that they can to get some points on the board. And Craig, on the other hand, was 8-for-26 for 30%. And so Craig was a little bit better from the field, but Glacier Bears trying to get points any way they can out of it.
That's right. So we want to remind folks that the Gals, of course, by virtue of their loss and the basketball game that you probably just listened to a little bit ago, have dropped down into this morning game. So they're going to be playing at 8 o'clock in the morning against the Wrangell Wolves, and you want to tune in because that will be live. All right, we got the teams back out on the court. Glacier Bears, same starters that started the basketball game for them. That's Badger, Klinger, Sundberg, Green, and Stearns. Now the Panthers, they're starting out the same way. Scheidecker, Owen, Dahlstrom, Thane, and Bird. Pretty easy to pick out Scheidecker out there because he has this green-colored mohawk up there that sticks up the top of his head, so it's easy to find him. All right. Panthers with the basketball. Bird over to Owen. They're going to spread it out a little bit here so they can take advantage of the Glacier Bears. Good defense, though. Man-to-man defense by the Glacier Bears. Just beginning third quarter action here. 23-17. Panthers with the lead. There's Owen out at the top. Now a little movement by the Panthers as they change places. Nobody sets any screens, but everybody moves across the lane. Now they come back out. Shots on its way, and good. As Trevor Dahlstrom came out, and he gets a three right off, and that's his 11th point. Basketball game extends lead. Back to Sundberg. He'll take a three, but he's going to come up short. Dahlstrom comes down with it quickly for the Chiefs, or for the Panthers, and they go hard inside. Shot goes up on its way, and there's going to be a foul on Bird as he went to the hoop and drew the foul, and that'll be his second personal foul. Good defense by the Glacier Bears on there as Bird didn't make any bones about what he was going to do. He was going to go to the hoop and was able to draw it. So the Badger almost knocked out, and it is knocked out of bounds by Owens. Badger's a little lazy on that pass. He needs to come up just a little bit harder and maybe give a harder bounce pass as he goes to Stearns on that left wing. Back to Badger. Nobody picks him up. He'll take the three off the back of the iron. No rebound. Scheidecker comes away with it for the Panthers, and he gets it over to Dahlstrom's hand. Dahlstrom takes a couple dribbles. Now they'll bring it back out and set the offense. 6:57 to go here in the third quarter. Dahlstrom will take the shot off the front of the iron. No rebound. Fought for. Scheidecker comes up with it. Ends up the hands of Owens. He puts it up a little bit. Comes back into Bird. He goes to the hoop, and now he's going to draw the foul here. Let's see what it's going to be. Fouls on 22. Josh Stearns. Swinton's coming off the bench. Who's going to come out? Looks like Green's come out. That's the first team foul on the Glacier Bears. So it'll be Panthers ball under their basket. Left hand, the right hand side. Looking. Goes to Scheidecker all alone. Misses it, however. He gets his own board back, puts it up. Partially checked by Klinger, and it goes out of bounds. The ball's going to go to White. It's going to go to the Panthers. Good defense that time by Klinger. He was patient, waited for him to go up, and just tapped that ball out of bounds. On with the ball for the Panthers. Now he'll go all the way out to the top to Thane. Thane takes a couple of dribbles. Sundberg comes down. They try to go to Dahlstrom. They'll get it back out to Bird's hand. Swinton comes out and puts a little pressure on. Reverses back to Dahlstrom. Goes into Scheidecker. Stop. Jumper room about six. A little bit off the back of the iron. Rebound. Fought for underneath. Going to be tied up here. Eric Scheidecker is yet to score in the ball game. He's taken a number of shots. And the tie-up, the alternating possession, is going to go to the Glacier Bears. Scheidecker gets up in the air there. He just says not to be able to get anything to go for the Panthers. Oh, it's stolen on the inbounds. Pass goes to Bird. Puts it up a little bit short. Dahlstrom comes up with it. He puts it up. He's also short. Now he's going to bring the ball back out. Two quick offensive boards for the Panthers there. No points, however. 26-17 is the score. Owen goes down inside, tapped away by Klinger. Badger ends up with it, long outlet pass to Swinton. He puts it up off the side of the glass, though doesn't go. Rebound come back down into the hands of Stearns, and he misses it. They quickly back down to Owen. He wants to put up a shot, does, a little bit short. Rebound down to Swinton. He'll pop it back out. And now Scheidecker comes out, and he's going to be whistled for the foul. One action, but no scoring on that one, as we were up and down the court about four times as quick as we could go here, but nobody could get a bucket out of it. Fouls on Scheidecker. That's his third. They get him out of the ball game. That'll help the Glacier Bears. They go inside to Klinger. Takes a bounce. Stops. Puts it up a little bit short. Scheidecker comes away with it. Gets it out to Owen. Klinger had him in the air, just wasn't able to draw the foul, and Eric Scheidecker moved back a little bit because he didn't want to pick his fourth up, maybe. Comes back out to Owen, reverses it back down to Dahlstrom. He can't find anybody, so they're just going to play catch way beyond the three-point arc here. Glacier Bears not stepping out to put a lot of pressure there. They go back into Scheidecker, stops, goes to Thane. He'll put it up, in and out, no. Rebound fought for, and still not controlled by anyone. Now it goes bouncing around on the floor, and there's going to be a tie up here. We've got, look like Bird over there and Swinton over there going for it underneath. Whose basketball is it going to be? Panthers on the alternating position. Panthers have it. Far left hand in the corner. They go into Scheidecker. He looks up at the hoop, holds it all, decides not to go inside with the basketball. Back out to Owen. Three-pointer on the way, in and out, no. Rebound fought for Dulson, up and in. Dahlstrom, and I mentioned it already once here, Josh Stearns is guarding Dahlstrom, and there's quite a difference in height there, and Dahlstrom just took him right to the hoop, and every time they get down low to the block, that's what he does, too. I mean, I'm sure Coach recognized it, and Dahlstrom probably has, too. Glacier Bears got the ball, however. Down into Stearns, back to Swinton, down the lane, going to be a travel on it. Got himself kind of tied up a little bit, and took an extra step in there as he's going down the lane, and was called for the travel. Glacier's put on full court pressure, knocked out of bounds by Badger, however. Good play that time by Jordan as he hustled over there, almost got the steal. And it looks like Coach Fossum is going to take a short little 30-second timeout here to talk it over a little bit, especially if they're going to put some pressure on. Everybody's got to buy into it here if they're going to go with that.
And one of the big differences here in the second half, you know, Craig's getting a lot of shots up, but they're also getting a lot of second chances. They've got 10 rebounds so far here in the quarter. They're 2 for 12.
Yep.
Glacier Bears 0 for 5.
Well, I'm sure Coach Isaacs talked about that a little bit because they only had five rebounds in that second quarter, and I think they probably talked about that at halftime. You know, and they definitely got some kids that can get some boards. I think they just probably brought that point up at halftime, and it's made a big difference. All right, Glacier Bears are going to go with some full-court pressure right now, 28-17. Glacier Bears can't let it get any farther away. They go back into Bird, back to Scheidecker, over to Dahlstrom, still not across the half-court line. Now he'll bring it up across. Keeps on the dribble. Stearns puts a little pressure on. Dahlstrom gives it up. They'll go back out to Owen. Owen will handle out at the top. He directs traffic now, brings Bird over. Dahlstrom goes down low, hands up. And now Bird's going to go along the lane, stops, puts up the shot, goes to Thane. Going to be a foul on it, however, as Thane came in hard to get that land, but basically that was kind of set up that time as they came around, drew the defense to themselves, and quickly off the bench. Birdie, that'll be Sundberg, that'll be his fourth personal foul. Looks like Green's going to come in at the next chance. Thane's at the free throw line, has 4 points in the ball game. This is his first chance from the line, and bounces high in the air and falls in. So he picks up his fifth point, extends the lead now 29-17. Green does come into the ball game. 4:24 to go here in the third quarter, so Sundberg has to come out of the ball game, and he's going to be sitting for a little while. Thane with the ball. This one is nothing but net. Gets one from the free throw line. That's his 6 points. Comes back down. Badger gets it across. Over to Stearns. Shot's on its way. No, a little bit short. Rebound falls right in the hands of Dahlstrom, who didn't even move. It just landed right in his hand. When you shoot those long threes, they're going to bounce a long way out, and he was out there. Comes back out. Owens puts up the shot off the glass. Thane comes up with it. He puts it back up. No rebound. Still bouncing around. Finally, Swinton comes away with it. Now there's going to be a foul on it here. Swinton kind of had that ball. I'm not quite sure why Dahlstrom tried to take it away from him, but he did. And that'll be his first personal foul. Three team fouls on Craig, two team fouls on the Glacier Bears right now. Badger's kind of limping a little bit here as the got hit a little bit here, and looks like we're going to have, he just got hit. Looks like maybe a knee or something got him in the top part of the thigh, so they're going to have him take a seat here, and looks like Klinger's coming in. Dalton Klinger coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears right now. Full court pressure by the Panthers. They go to Stearns. Stearns dribbles, stops, gets across the half-court line. Now he's going to be called for the travel on it. Oh, Coach Bossman called a timeout to save that one because he could see what was going to happen. Well, with Badger out of the ball game, he's the one who handles most of the pressure. I mean, Clinton helps out.
Lynch isn't playing. Sundberg's in foul trouble. Yep. And Badger's hurt. Those are your three main ball
carriers. That's right. So now the ball, it's going to be on Josh Stearns. Well, Dylan Swinton can handle the ball if he's patient and doesn't try to go to the hoop all the time, because he holds it high over his head, you know, and looks for the breaking man. So you can break the press that way, and that's probably what Coach Boston is talking about down there a little bit. They're going to have to make some passes in order to break this press, because, well, the Panthers are pretty quick. I mean, Owen is quick. Dahlstrom is surprisingly quick. Bird does a nice job, too, so they're going to have to be able to handle that. Okay, the Panthers are all around their coach. Everybody's around Coach Bossman. He's talking about it here. Badger just got nailed pretty good right in the thigh with a knee, and he's working it out a little bit. You can see him down there. He's got some ice on it, so we'll see how it comes out here in a minute. But I'm sure if he has anything to say about it, he'll be back in the ballgame. 30-27, 3:56 to go here in the third period. This period sure taken a lot longer than the first half did. Okay, Swinton inbound on the far side for the Glacier Bears. Goes to Stearns. Now he gets it knocked away by Thane. It's going to go out of bounds, however, and the Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball back again. Got to be, when Stearns gets the basketball, there's got to be some movement down here, but get some people so he can pass the ball to them. Otherwise, it makes it difficult. Everybody's just standing around here on this. Now they try to go to Stearns on the press break. They break it easily. They alley-oop inside to Klinger. He puts up the shot. Going to be a foul on it, however. Klinger came down with a nice pass. They made three passes, just like we talked about down there. The foul is going to be on 23. That's Dahlstrom. Just like we talked about, two or three passes and you can break the press. That's what the Glacier Bears did.
Did a great job breaking at that time. Ball never hit the floor.
Nope. Klinger at the free throw line, and he missed this one. He still has 5 points in the ball game. He is 3-for-6 from the free throw line. Glacier Bears need to get some points here real quick here. They can't be letting the Panthers get any wider. This shot, nope. Fight for it underneath. Goes off of... Well, it looks like it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Under their basket, left-hand side, Green. With the ball, looking, tries to go inside. Stolen away by Dahlstrom. Alley-oop inside to Thane, who's all alone, hustling down. He missed the lay-in, however, as Swinton came down and disrupted his movement. So Thane missed it, and Glacier Bears have the basketball back. Stearns on the drive, stops, kicks the ball back inside to Klinger, passes a little tough, went off of one of the Panthers and out of bounds. 3:23 to go here in the third quarter. Coming off the bench now is House. Thane's going to take a bit of a seat here, and House checks into the ball game for the Panthers. House is a pretty quick ball player too, so maybe Coach Isaac's thinking, I'll get some more quickness in there, maybe I can make a steal or two.
Badgers back in for the Bears too.
Badgers came back in there. I didn't think he'd want to stay out very long. Comes over to Badger. He alley-oops across to Dalton Klinger, takes a couple of dribbles, reverses it back to Badger. He looks inside, and it's going to be stolen away by Dawson. Long down that pass to Owen. Up and in. Nice recognition that time by the Panthers that they had a ball player filling that left-hand lane and getting the easy bucket out of it. So the Panthers extend the lead 32-17 now. 2:58 to go here in the third quarter. Back to Badger, over to Stearns, looks up at the hoop, nothing going, however, he's double-teamed on that side, but he gets it back to Badger, all right. And Badger reverses it back around to Dalton Klinger. He alley-oops inside to Swinton, but it's knocked away by Scheidecker. He comes up with it for the Panthers, and they force the turnover, and down the court comes the Glacier Bears on defense again as they'll set up their man-to-man defense. Panthers taking their time coming down the court. Goes to Owen, back out to Bird. Reverse it all the way down to Dahlstrom. He wants the baseline. There's going to be a foul on it. On that baseline here, as he took the baseline, fouls on 22, Josh Stearns. Green comes off the bench now. Swanton's going to take a quick seat. Carlstrom surprisingly quick off of that first dribble, so he was able to get that corner a little bit. Now they go over to Dahlstrom at the baseline far side. Turn around, puts it up, and in. And I've already mentioned it before, there's quite a difference between Stearns and Dahlstrom, but there's not much they can do. Nice passing by the Glacier Bears as they will easily break the press, and Klinger just was able to handle it right at the end, or else they would have had a good lay-in, but the Glacier Bears still keep the basketball, however. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Green wants to go inside. Step in front is Scheidecker, and he takes it away. Owen on the dribble. Stops, goes right hand side to Dahlstrom. He looks inside. He's got a double high post, low and high post for the Panthers right now. Now they move a little bit. They'll go right hand side to House. He looks inside. Badger puts a little pressure on. 1:39 to go here in the third quarter. Bird out at the top. Gets around Green. Goes to Scheidecker. Back outside to Owen. Reverses it back around. Patience by the Panthers this time on offense as they're looking for the easier shot. Go inside. Shot goes up. Doesn't go. Rebound fought for. Dahlstrom comes up with it. He stops. These shots on the way, and he's got it, and it's a three. Trevor Dahlstrom is the leading scorer for the Panthers, and he's got 18 points. Extends the lead to 20 now. Shot by Stearns. No. Rebound fought for, and looks like House comes up with it for the Panthers. Glacier Bears just can't buy an offensive board off of the missed shot. Comes back down to Bird. Back out to Owen. 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Back out to Owen. Takes a couple dribbles. Stops. Takes a shot from about the free throw line extended. And he's got it. So Owen picks up his 11th point. Glacier Bears just getting in a big hole here now. Badger out the top, gets it across the half-court line, goes over to Don Klinger, over to brother Kyle Klinger, and he lays it up and in and draws the foul. Nice pass that time by Dalton as Kyle was filling that right-hand lane. Dalton was on this side, saw him breaking there, gave him a nice pass. He laid it up and in.
First points for the Glacier Bears in the third quarter with 36.3 seconds left.
Oh, I didn't think about that, but you're right there. Well, that's not good. All right, Klinger at the free throw line. Bounces it a couple times, off the side, no, fight for it underneath. Klinger, nope, he's still not able to get it. I thought he was going to come away with it, but he didn't. And now we're on the floor for the big scrum here. And Morgan House picks up his third personal foul. 30 seconds to go. Klinger comes out. Sage is going to come in for him here with 30.2 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Glacier Bears with the basketball. There's Badger. Reverses around to Dalton Klinger into Swanton, who's all alone, puts it up and in. As he was at the free throw line, turned around, there wasn't anybody there, so he said, I'm shooting, and then did. He got it. 39-21, 17 seconds to go. Slowly up the court is Bird. They'll go over to Owen, over to Dahlstrom. Now there's movement by the Panthers. Comes back out to House, reverses it back around, looks at the hoop. Bird goes to the hoop. He puts it up and in. Bird just put his head down and went right to it, and that's his 6 points. And we're going to end this third quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears only able to come up with 4 points in that quarter, finishing with 21, while the Panthers extend their lead up to 41-21. A 20-point lead by the Craig Panthers right now. And the Glacier Bears kind of have a big hole here with only 1 quarter left to play in this basketball game.